Carl Schuler and his wife, Lisa, have made a lot of adjustments to conserve water.
Using buckets in the shower to collect the water while it's warming up. The same in the kitchen to water plants that aren't on the drip system in the yard. We don't have grass, so, I mean, we are using 30% of what people in similar houses would use.
And today they are going a step further by installing a system that will send used water from their laundry room to plants in their backyard. It's called Laundry to Landscape.
We put a valve right next to the washing machine. The plumbing is such that you could either put the water into the sewer, you know, like most people do, or you can divert it into the landscape through pipes into what's called a mulch bed, and that slows the water down and helps it settle into the roots of the plants.
To do this, they have help. The Schulers and their neighbors, the Radfords, are hosting workshops organized by the environmental nonprofit group Daily Acts. This and similar workshops are designed to teach people how to plan and install their own systems.
I tend to learn by doing, so that's the biggest benefit of this workshop.
Leanne Baca-Bartlett and her husband Chris are planning to do a similar conversion in the future.
I think we've decided to do it. It's just a question of timing and planning the landscaping and making sure we've got everything set in place.
Diverting gray water into your yard isn't that complicated, says Angelo Silva. Silva is the program's coordinator at Daily Acts and the person demonstrating the installation process at the Schuler home.
And so now after I've put in the elbow and I punched it out, I'm just testing it, making sure that everything is good.
With power tools. By following a few guidelines, everything remains up to code, with no permits required. The parts and materials cost around $100 to $150, but at some workshops, like this one sponsored by the city of Petaluma, parts are given out for free. For some, planning where to send the water outside is the trickiest part. Laundry to Landscape won't work for lawns or for plants that should be watered on a very regular basis, or for some vegetables. But the Schulers have kept it pretty simple.
You can see we've trenched the tubing, and it goes down to an elderberry tree. Then the tube continues down to a plum tree down by the bees. That is about how much mulch basin that we need for the amount of water that we create on a weekly basis.
The Schulers use a new front-loading machine, which consumes only about 7 gallons per laundry load. Older, top-loading machines consume around 40 gallons. And that can translate into a lot of water use and a lot of backyard produce. For the average household, it can support about 400 pounds of fruit in one season. Joel Radford, the Schuler's neighbor, is installing a similar system. He's using it to water cherry plum trees, nectarines, avocados, and a bed of flowers. He was motivated by this year's drought. He says all Californians are growing more conscious of our water supply.
There's just a common growing awareness that it doesn't even fall from the sky anymore.
So it's best to reuse it if you can. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Petaluma.